what Paul Sweeney and I do is we do careful research here. And with climate change being so much the story of the moment, we thought we'd go to the Singapore of America. If you go to the College of the Charleston, you know that like it's 88 degrees today. It's not a big deal.
Nice breeze.
Except the humidity is 142%.
That's the low country, Tom.
Bobby McGill from the College of the Charleston joins us right now on climate change and the president. Seriously, Bobby, what are we going to expect from President Biden today?
Well, we're pretty sure that he's not going to declare a climate emergency today, but it looks like, and we don't know for sure, but he's expected to make an announcement in Massachusetts promoting the offshore wind industry in the Northeast, which is a key part of his climate agenda.
So, but Bobby, it seems like a key part of his climate agenda was getting some congressional action, and that doesn't seem to be the case here. How much of a blow is this to the administration in one of the key parts of their platform?
Well, it's a pretty significant blow, but he's got quite a few things he can do administratively. And one of those things is what he is expected to do today, promoting clean energy. You know, he's got millions and millions of acres of federal lands under his control, essentially. And there's a lot of clean energy opportunities there, and that's one of the things that he's focusing on now.
Tell me about climate change, the impending fire season in the West, the level of drought away from the hysteria of the media. I mean, we all get wound up in this. I'm as guilty of this as anyone, Bobby. But what is the level of concern in Washington about the year after year drought and population expansion in the West?
Well, I mean, the thing about Washington is that it's not in the West. So people in the Beltway don't all get to see firsthand, myself included, what it's like in the West. But I've been out there, and I can tell you that just looking at the federal drought monitor right now, conditions there are pretty extreme. Ancient trees are burning, millions and millions of acres. I mean, Alaska is on fire right now. It's pretty extreme. The Colorado River Basin's running out of water.
I read about that.
Bobby,
I read about this, and yet there's a whole group of people either A, saying it's not climate change, or they're saying we don't care, right?
That's what they're saying. But the truth is that, you know, the drought conditions in the West are some of the most extreme they've seen in centuries, if not millennia. And, it's only getting worse, and there's no end in sight. And the same is true for the wildfires out West.
Bobby, you're down in D.C. How is this not a bipartisan issue where everybody can get together on this? I mean, it just seems like it's so well known, so well understand that some changes have to be made. Some common sense changes, yet one senator from the state of, or one congressman from the state of Kentucky can just kind of put the kibosh on this whole thing.
West Virginia.
West Virginia, thank
and
you.
And it's true. I mean, there just isn't enough. You have largely one political party that's mostly denying the impact of climate change and they're just unwilling to draw the connection between fossil fuels and what's happening with
climate.
How
can they deny that to Republicans within a circle of 200 or 400 miles around Las Vegas? I'm fascinated how they can do that to people who wake up in the morning and go, what's my water bill going to be in 2 years? How do they
it's
do
true.
That, Bobby?
I think, you know, it's difficult to say, but I mean, there might be just enough plausible deniability that, you know, maybe they think that it's cyclical somehow. Yeah. But I mean, the truth is, if you've been in a place long enough, you can tell that, you know, these extremes are getting more extreme, and there's no end in sight.
Bobby, thank you so much. Nice update there as we await the president, Bobby McGill, with Bloomberg Law Climate Move and.